Live.
From the Queen City Studio.
Oh, my God!
With the Deacon. Live.
Right now.
Ready?
Yes.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Give us a call anytime at the station at 407-448-8800. Text us live at any time at 407-448-8800. And make sure you do all our social connections and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. All the way over to my far right-hand side, we have Teacher Man.
Hey, Mr. Deacon. How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Just ducky.
Did you have a good couple days off here at the station?
I got a lot done around the house.
Did you really? What did you do around the house? Anything?
Well, I got all my yard work done, and I waited till all the pollen was gone, and I got a Christmas present that was a car detailing kit.
Okay.
With the soap and the sponges and, you know, the spray. I didn't do the inside.
Who makes that kit?
Amaral.
Okay.
Amaral.
Oh, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah, and the orange bucket, the wash bucket, the soap and everything.
Yep.
And I actually, I'm surprised you didn't notice, as you came in, the glint. You had to put your shades on.
Oh, out in the parking lot?
I was too worried.
Yeah. I was kind of, not upset, but I was sitting there going, that son of a bitch blocked me in. I got to drive around him to get in my parking spot.
But anyway, I used that for the first time, and it worked just like a champ.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Now, are you a shampoo? Listen to me. How old am I? Are you a wash-your-own car guy, or are you one that likes to take it somewhere to get it done?
I've done both. I can use the exercise, so that's why I asked for that for Christmas.
Okay. Now you're a wash-it-yourself guy.
Now I'm a wash-it-myself kind of guy.
Well, good.
Not to say for a birthday or a Christmas or something like that. If I got an auto bill, I wouldn't turn it down.
But there's something about getting in and washing your own car and realize, you know, looking over every little scratch. And my wife will tell you, you know, there's a reason why we park in the far ends of the parking lot. I know every little scratch, and I'm like, okay, I know that one's been there for a while, and you wash and you rub, and you know, it's kind of like owning a horse or owning anything. You're just constantly going over it and knowing the imperfections that have come through the years.
And you thank God when you don't see anything new.
right. And you're just like going, yeah, that's it. This is Deacon Live, and guess what? I've got some great news for everyone. We have branched. Teacher Man, I don't fill you in on this because I don't know if you understand. I mean, you're a smart man. I understand you're a smart man. You're very much a smart man. But do you know what a podcatcher is?
No.
Okay, a podcatcher is these... I don't even know if I know what it is. But basically what happens is we have a podcast server, and it branches off from ProfitRadio.com, and we love ProfitRadio.com. And, oh, by the way, I'm doing thumbs up to him. We are always, anytime we do a live show, because this is Deacon Live, we're live on YouTube, and you can see the studio here with the beer cans and all the twisted wires and all the mixing boards and stuff here at the Profit Radio station, but we're live on YouTube. What a podcatcher does is Profit Radio sets it up with a server that takes our show and spits it out to all these different people who kind of like regurgitate it again. A prime example is you heard me talk about we're reaching, you know, we're in 7 countries right now. We've hit almost, I think, 13 states in the United States that have downloaded us, Canada. And what it does is it shoots it to like iTunes and Google Play. Right now, of course, Spotify, you heard last week, we were qualified on Spotify. And the brand new one that we have that we just got, and TuneIn's. I don't want to leave out TuneIn's. TuneIn's, people listen on TuneIn's, and that's the GM cars. Remember we were talking about
that?
Yes. So the brand new one that we have, drum roll, is Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Stitcher is actually just dedicated to only podcast shows and podcast avenues and content. It's strictly only podcasts, and we've qualified for it. We passed the, you know, that we jumped through all the hoops and barrels and all that stuff. So we're now on Stitcher.
Terrific.
It is terrific.
It is.
Because now we link everything together and we can reach more people with messages. I don't want to downgrade. I don't want to belittle our show because we spend a lot of time and effort on producing this show. And I hope you guys appreciate it as well. So I just wanted you to know, Teacher Man.
And I appreciate that. Yes, I do.
Teacher Man. man. We're on Stitcher now, so you can tell all your friends.
All my friends and buddies.
Give us a call at the station at any time at 407-448-8800. Texas Live. What are you drinking over there?
Cough medicine.
Oh, you know what? I'm working. I wish I could work in a way to get them to sponsor the show, because I don't know. Do they do that? I guess they do. Would Miller Lite sponsor a podcast?
That's why I don't hold the label out.
I told you not to do that, only for a certain reason, so not to give them free advertisement. Speaking of free advertisement, if you look on the YouTube channel that we're streaming live, I'm holding in my hand. Now, let me give you a little background story on this. I had a sciatic nerve pinch, so have you ever had that happen to you?
No, thank goodness. I understand. My mother had it, and it's very painful.
Now, have you had any, like, back issues or anything in your life?
No.
I go to see my regular doctor, and I understand you went to see your doctor a while back, and we'll get into that here after the break. But
yes, I did.
Yeah. I went to my doctor, and he's like, oh, it'll go away in a while, and a while ended up being 6 weeks. But I went to a different route, and if you listen to past podcasts of stuff that I've talked about, I went to what they call dried needling and my chiropractor. It's kind of like all in the same. And my chiropractor, I've known him now since December. So we're looking at almost 6 months now.
Okay.
And we kind of get to know each other and stuff. And he's a fit guy. I mean, he's a big guy. He's always in you can see the CrossFit and stuff on TV, went in his office and stuff. It's really, really nice, docile place to be. But he's into the physical. I mean, he's a nice. He's got the V back, you know, okay, like a gentleman. And he's probably in his late 40s. But I mean, he's a good, nice.
He's in good shape.
He's a very good shape. And he went through the sciatic nerve and stuff at the same time I was going through it. So literally, like the day before, he was getting needles in his butt, and I was getting needles in my butt, and the same thing. And he was like, "Going, did you do the same thing you did to me?" And blah blah. Anyways, so he was telling me about this new tea. Tea drink. I'll get into my doctor's appointment here in a little bit, but he basically said, my doctor said, you know, I need to cut out this and do this and drink this and not this. So he's like, oh, you need to try Synergy. And I'm going to, so I bought it, and it's in a glass bottle, and then I tasted it, and it was interesting. It was an interesting taste, and I'm going to hand this over to Teacher Man. Hold on. There you go. All right. So I want you to read what you can on the – put your eyeballs back in. There you go. I want you to read the label the best you can all the way down and kind of describe it to me. Right into the microphone, please.
Well, I can tell it's expensive right off the bat. I mean, holy mackerel, a nice glass, beautiful label. Synergy. Organic.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Spell it.
Kombucha. Organic kombucha. I don't know.
All right. What else does it say on it? Anything?
It says, yes, it does. That does. Trilogy. Well, that means three of something.
Right. Can you read? I know that's fine print. Can you read the ingredients on the label in the back? I know it's always, always fine print.
I don't think I have enough light.
No? Here. Can I turn this for you? Can you get that? Here we go. Big words. Sound them out.
Holy crow.
Yeah. I know what's in it, so if
you... I actually can't see it.
Okay, so it's black tea, green tea, some kind of other herbal tea mixed with ginger root and something else, and then there's like natural fruit juices, cranberry, and...
Sounds like a nice mix.
It sounds like a nice mix. What I want you to do right now, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, don't be careful. It's carbonated to a certain point. So you just shook it around a little bit. There are some sediments on the bottom. Yep. You hear it?
Yeah.
All right. So you've released. It's a little bit of gas.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a nice little sip and tell me what you think about it.
Here we go.
And he's taking the cap off. He's going to take a nice little sip.
Actually, it's not bad.
Really?
It's not bad.
You like it?
Yeah, yeah. I've tasted a lot worse, I tell you that.
I gave that to my wife, and she said she'd rather vomit in her mouth and swallow it than drink that tea.
Really?
Yes.
You know, it's got a little bit of a, it's like a burn, a spiciness.
Well, that's probably the ginger.
Yep, there you go.
So, yeah, I mean, so the synergy, and I literally, and I'm not allowed, I'll get into my doctor's appointment here after the break, but there's some things that I'm having to trade off in life and stuff that I have to change my lifestyle and stuff, being, you know, a little bit older now, but I'll get into that here in just 1 second. I'll tell you what I had to give up and what I did not give up right after break.
Okay.
You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why drink the water from my hand? Contagious as you think I am.
And now it's time for Lessons Learned with
Jason.
Jesus Christ, Jay.
Howell.
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Jason Howell.
Jason Howell.
Jason Howell.
Oh, Jay. So.
Sure, you want 20 pack and you want some cream for a snack? Like, how much can you stuff in your fucking gun hole before you, how much of that shit can you stuff down inside you? Then you're gonna sit on the toilet all day.
Now, come on, Jay. You know, late nights at the diner and my freshly wiped on table, you know, I've been.
I can see a diner. I can see a diner. I don't see no fucking crystals and stuff up with a snack. Sprinkles on it.
I used to go to the one on Curry Ford, cause that's right outside of downtown. And I used to go to the one right there on Curry Ford, and the cops would kind of hang out in that area, which was bullshit to me. You know, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I was DJing at the time downtown, and I'm like, these motherfuckers are going to think I'm hammered as hell. And so I go in there and I go, let me get, 4 double cheese crystals with bacon, extra pickle. And they were like going,
oh, God.
We don't know how to make those. It's late at night. All right.
Specialty item.
What are we doing? The manager would come over and he's like, just take out the bottom bun and the top bun and make the middle bun the bottom bun and make the bacon on top of it at the same time.
Wipe the hand that's got snot on it from your fucking runny nose, kid, before you get it on the ship.
Hey, you know what?
And wash it up first.
The best thing that the story I have for crystals is I sat there in line, and it must have been shift change. I mean, it was right at 2 o'clock, 2:30 or whatever, and they were doing shift change, and they had to count the drawers. Everything stops when the manager has to count the drawers. So we're sitting there and we're like 5 cars deep and stuff, and then I see car number 1 goes, fuck this, I'm out of here. You know, I'm sitting at the drive-thru. Car number 2, fuck this, I'm out of here. Car number 3, fuck this, I'm out of here. And then I get up there, you know, I'm like, fuck this, I live right down the road, I'm gonna sit here and wait for it. You know, I'm starving, drunk at the same time. And, and so I pull up and he goes, that'll be, 8:42. And I go, you're not gonna charge me for anything. I said, I was the only one who stayed in this line while you guys figured out what the fuck was going on in here. I'm getting this for free. No, no, no. I said, all right, give me your boss's number, your district manager's number, and I'm going to call them and let you know it took you 45 minutes to figure this out. He handed me the bag and goes, get out of here. I go, peace out.
Later.
Yeah.
Habib. 45 minutes. That's a long wait.
That is a long wait. Yeah, it literally is. When you come out of, I don't know how many of our listeners live in downtown Orlando. That's where Prophet Radio started. That's where it was spawned. And
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
407-448-8800.
I spent 27 years in this factory. Now the boss man says, hey, you're not what we need. The penguins in the suits, they know nothing but greed. It's a solitary life when you've mouths to feed. But who cares about us?
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live. I'd like to thank Prophet Radio for giving us all the information, all the music and stuff in between the breaks, and the little commercial tidbits and stuff of all the other stuff that goes on here at the Prophet Radio studio. My name is the Deacon. Over to my far right-hand side, we have Teacher Man.
Here I am.
And he just had a sip of
Synergy,
which my chiropractor told me to start drinking and stuff because my doctor told me to change my lifestyle as far as the stuff that I've been drinking. Are you ready for this? Hold on.
Yeah.
We'll do this way. So I'm at the age now. I'm not going to tell you my age because we talked about that a while back. I'm at the age now where I'm at a place in my life where I can afford health insurance, good health insurance.
Yes.
So I get my blood work done, and I get a annual physical. I mean, literally a full physical every year, which is great. You know, my mom always worried about that.
Yeah.
Do you remember getting, you know, when you were my age, and if not younger, do you remember doing that growing up? Now, you were a teacher, so.
I always got a physical every year.
Really?
Religiously, yes.
Did you ever?
Now, I don't go for blood work. I mean, I go for blood work now at my age.
Right.
Which I'm not going to disclose.
Right.
I go for blood work every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then every 6 months, it's a little more intense.
Because you're older now.
Right.
Not back in the day.
No.
So I went through
before they, I used to go in the doctor's office, my primary. Now, there's a primary doctor, and then I get the nurse practitioner.
Yes.
So what's the trade-off on that?
Well, I mean, you're going to pay the same amount.
Right.
And the nurse practitioner, if you're going to have somebody look at you, unless you have a good rapport with the nurse practitioner,
mm-hmm.
or they call them PAs, physician's assistants,
mm-hmm.
if you have a good rapport with them, they're terrific.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a good rapport with them. And you can tell right away that one has a degree. I mean, one is a doctor and one is not.
Now, see, my doctor, my physical doctor, I get it. But my actual doctor, he's great. He's very good bedside manners, I guess, is what I'm saying. My nurse practitioner, I'm just going to call her that. My nurse practitioner, she's a little bit like, and sure, female. Oh, God, I'm going to catch hell for that one. She comes in and she's like going, okay, Mr. Deacon. And she goes off her list and stuff. And she's a little bit older. She's probably closer to your age and stuff. Very fit. She's very well kept and normal. You don't want to see a big fat lug coming in there and going, okay, you need to quit smoking and eating donuts.
And give up that pizza.
Right. So she's, making a checklist. She's like, all right, tell me about yourself. And I rattled off my, and she's like, this sounds familiar. Have we met before? And I go, yeah, thanks. So we went through the whole ordeal and everything, and here's what got me. This is what got me. And I've been doing this religiously for the last 10 years, and like I said, when I can afford insurance and stuff, my blood pressure has always been good. But now, last year, they've changed the stats for what's good and what's bad. Now,
well, it's because your age changes. It's not they didn't change anything.
No.
Your age changed.
No. Not my age. They literally said, okay, 2/1 is good, and then all of a sudden they go, no, 2/1 is bad now. I'm just spitting out random numbers. You know, A over B is good, but now all of a sudden A/B is bad.
Gotcha.
If you're at this certain point, and I'm like, and I told her that, and she's like, yeah, well, we found out, and studies have shown. And I'm like, oh, okay, God, here we go. So you're a little bit, hypertension and all that. And I'm like, okay, so how do I fix it? She asked me two questions. Do you drink alcohol? And I go, yeah. And she goes,
smoke.
Well, no, she said, you'd be surprised what the other question she asked me. I said, yes, in moderation. She's okay. That's fine. If you do it in moderation and stuff. Hold on. Let me grab a sip of my drink.
Moderately now.
I'm doing it moderately.
Okay.
And the second part that she asked me was, do you drink artificial sweeteners on a regular basis? And I said, well, yes, I enjoy Crystal Light's my thing. I quit sweet tea. I'm a Florida boy. My dad always drank. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. We always had sweet tea in the house. We'd go through sweet tea left and right, a gallon a day, if not a gallon a day, a gallon every other day.
That's a Southern thing.
And my mom would sit there and I'd watch her scoop. It's 2 full cups of sugar in the sweet tea and let it steep and do all that stuff. And I used to drink that religiously up until I was like 30 some odd years old and realized when the energy drinks were coming out that they were saying, this is how much sugar's in an energy drink. And I'm thinking, I drink more than that in my sweet tea. So I quit sweet tea altogether. Sweet tea altogether, I'm out. Boom. But she said, do you drink artificial sweeteners? And I said, you know what? I do. I drink Crystal Light. Teacher Man, do you drink Crystal Light at all?
No.
What,
no, no.
What do you drink like as an everyday thing?
I love, and you're probably going to think I'm nuts, but I love seltzer. And it doesn't even have to be flavored. It can be just bubbly. What's her name? Michaels, the fitness guru girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her first name, but she advertises the Soda Stream.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a regular bottle of tap water. Or water you bought at the store.
Right.
And you put it in this machine, and all of a sudden it's carbonated. And I love that. And it's very, extremely thirst quenching.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Do you hear anything?
No.
No? Like a... All right, maybe it's just me. So if you don't hear it, I don't hear it. So you're telling me you're running around in the house with the old school 19s slapstick seltzer bottle water... The big is that what you have at the house? You know what I'm saying? Like the old
no.
What
no.
is it? A Mo, Larry, and Curry?
Yeah. Well, that's what they did was they took those bottles, and those bottles were very thick glass, and they filled them with water, and they had a little space on top, and then they put compressed air in that bottle. Right. And because of surface tension, the compressed air would be absorbed by the liquid and it would become carbonated. But no, no. Matter of fact, God bless her, my wife and I, we got started on a product called Syfo.
Okay.
S-Y-F-O, which is seltzer in a bottle.
Okay.
And that's what, and Ritz is another brand that I like.
I love their crackers.
No. She tell you to get off those too?
Well, she told me to get off a lot of stuff, but yeah. the basic thing that she told me to get off was artificial sweeteners, and I can't do club soda or seltzer water. I just can't do it. I would rather drink that tea that I gave you, the Synergy tea, than drink the seltzer water, club soda. But what she did said artificial sweeteners, and the reason why she said that is because she said, okay, do you drink alcohol? And I said, yes, I drink beer moderately. And she's like, do you drink artificial sweeteners? And I said, yes, I do. I drink Crystal Light every day. And she's like, well, what happens is, and I said, I know what you're going to say. I've read the articles. The artificial sweetener is your body's looking for energy. Your body's looking for energy. And because of the sweetener, this artificial stuff that's in your system, it attacks your body attacks your muscle energy before it attacks your fat energy.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So now people are actually getting more obese by drinking. I mean, it's like Diet Coke. Diet Coke makes you hungrier because your body wants something that's not there and you're drinking this product.
And why do you think that so many of these products now, like Coke and Pepsi, and I think even RC has come out with one, they have come out with a soft drink that is made, the sweetener is pure cane sugar.
Right.
It's not a processed sugar. It's not high fructose corn syrup. It's pure cane sugar, which is a natural occurring sugar.
Yeah, we talked about that last episode, if you rewind.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. But so she said, okay, so what are you going to do? You know, you drink beer, you drink artificial sweetener, Crystal Light. And I looked at her, and I literally said, man, I'm going to miss that fruit punch Crystal Light. I'm sticking with the beer in moderation. But she also said to me that I have to, I told her about my wife, does the Whole 30. Are you familiar with the Whole 30?
Yes. And boy, she makes some fantastic dishes with that.
Who's she?
Your wife.
She made you lunch? She said she was not making, she said she was cooking and she was bringing a friend of mine lunch. Well, she brought you lunch?
Well, I'm a friend of yours.
I know you're a friend of mine, but I didn't know. I guess you were around or did something. She brought you lunch.
She can make that stove sing, and the stuff is absolutely delicious.
And you know what? And I noticed that like some of my Tupperware has been missing, so I guess she's been making you lunch.
I guess I ought to bring that stack
back.
Yeah,
you might
want to
bring
counter.
It. And she makes it. She makes the spaghetti squash, and we got into, and of course, after I'm going to tease you a little bit, we did a full examination on myself. And I understand that, of course, you know, Teacher Man had a full examination.
You don't know what a full examination until you get one of what I got.
I'm going to tell you what happened to me, and then we're going to talk to you about what happened to you. Stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Lit up like the 4th. I'm a happy drunk. Come to Papa Big Mama because your daddy's drunk. I'm on the
Prophet Radio.
It's chapter 12.
Yeah, most of us.
Just a moment, we'll begin reading at verse 1.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you or...
This is the time when you can respond.
Anyone you know...
I think we all have.
...ever had questions about God's will?
God's will.
We've all at one time or another had questions...
It centers around...
God's will and...
...the attempt to find out what God's will is.
God's will. And yet there does seem to be some questions...
Why are you torturing me like this? Why?
...oftentimes surrounding...
God's will.
God's will.
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
He's way too
about internet radio?
Absolutely. Fucking nothing.
What are you wearing right now?
Just a big, large Iron Man t-shirt.
That's kind of hot.
407-448-8800.
Skipping to the front of the line. You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Thank you, Prophet Radio, for giving us all the cool music and all those cool commercials and stuff. Make sure you follow us on the Facebook page, and make sure you do all the stuff, the Instagram and stuff that we're connected with. And because we're on Stitcher, oh, I'm sorry, I know he's over there growling. Teacher Man's over to my far right-hand side.
Hello, hello.
Did you turn my mic on?
Now
yes,
it's
you
on.
Did. Now it's on.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah. You want to keep me under wraps.
I am trying to keep you under wraps.
Jealous your wife made me lunch.
Right, she did. Well, she made me lunch, too. I just didn't know where the rest of it went, so now I know. So we were talking about my doctor's visit. So I'm at that age, and believe me, I don't know how to say this. Everyone fears the finger wave. You know, everyone knows what the finger wave is. And if you're looking at our YouTube Live, we're doing the finger wave to each other.
Right.
And everyone fears it. I mean, all men fear the finger wave. Now, the first time I had it, if you listen to past podcasts, my male doctor did it. And now I've got this female doctor, she's a practicing nurse. Her fingers are different than my male doctor's fingers. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. Male, he larger hand, larger fingers. Only does one and comes right back out. He's done. Literally like that. So
now, you're telling me she does more?
She, all right, and I look at her. As soon as she walks in the door, I know what's going to happen. I look at her nails, and her nails are not French manicured, but the fingernails are just maybe a quarter of an inch longer, just enough to make her hands look feminine. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, but they're squared on the front. They're not pointed. They're not tapered, but they're squared in the front. Now, here's what's going on. At home, while you're listening, I want you, Teacher Man, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to do a gun. The old school gun. What do you do? Index finger out, thumb up, right?
Yeah.
All right. So now...
She's got a double barrel.
Okay. Now, when she does the double barrel, when you pull the hammer back, which is your thumb, and the hammer goes forward, it's almost like a Dillinger, right?
Yeah, Derringer.
A Derringer. Dillinger, Derringer, whatever.
John Derringer.
Imagine this finger and this finger, okay? And then this finger's got the same nail on it. All right, so this finger's got the square front nail, this finger's got the square front nail, and the thumb's got the square front nail.
Whoa.
Are you listening to me? Are you following me?
I'm not going to follow that.
So she goes... All right, yeah, and I'm used to it. As soon as I see her put the gloves on, my pants are down around my ankles. I know what's going to happen. I'm a man. I understand.
Right.
You know, if
necessary evil.
It's necessary evil. So she sticks her finger in my butthole, and then does this number. Rip, to the left, rip, to the right. Now, that's, I guess, part of the process, but the problem is her thumb is like
It's the stopping.
Her thumb is the stopping. It doesn't let it go in any further.
The break.
It's the break. But she's got that nail on it, and she turned it to the left, and then she turned it to the right, and then I literally went,
of course, you're a tight pucker the whole time.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm completely relaxed. But she went in, and as soon as she went in, I was fine. But when she turned it to the left, it literally scratched my butthole to the left, and then I've probably got like two half moons on my butthole.
Oh my goodness!
So that's what happened to me. So, Teacher Man.
Well, you know, just let me reflect on that for a second. One statement.
Sure.
I had a female doctor in Florida before. Mm-hmm. Not right before I left, but at one time at Centricare, and she was fantastic. She was one finger. I mean, and it was a lot better than a guy because she had smaller fingers than a man.
Did she have long nails, though?
No. Didn't. I wouldn't have known the difference between her and a man.
We're still talking about fingers, right?
Yeah. Except, you know, nothing went in when she had her hands on my shoulders.
So, you always look at your doctor, your doctor like that, and, you know, the jokes have been made, you know, this doctor's got sausage fingers and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was my experience.
Well.
So I'm not allowed to have artificial sweeteners, so all my drinks are water with squirts of lemon, natural sugars and natural sweeteners and stuff. Speaking of sweet situations, Teacher Man, you went to the doctor.
Oh, yes. And when you get to be, when you're lucky enough to get to be my age,
right,
you have to go for the colonoscopy.
Now, what's a colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy is where they put a, well, where the scopy comes from. They put a scope in your rectum, and they examine the entire large intestine and even to a certain point into part of your small intestine.
Okay, that sounds gross. Is there like poop and shit in the way?
No. I'll tell you what, studying for the test is, or getting ready for that test is worse than the test itself.
So what do they make you do if you, and you know, for those of you who don't know, because I don't know.
You're on laxatives the whole day before.
So are you just shitting your brains out?
Well, no, you're watering your brains out.
Oh.
Yeah, and you can't go far from the toilet because you no sooner sit back down on the couch and you got to go run back in again.
Well, what's the thing that they do where they make you drink the gallon jug of like a purple liquid or something?
Well, some doctors make you do that. That's the colonoscopy.
Okay.
You have, there's some kind of preparation always for a colonoscopy to clean the tubes out. because what they what sounds funny, but I mean it's attached to a compressor also because
attached to a compressor
the instrument because what they do is they blow your intestine up so they can see the walls and everything, you know,
so you have gas when you're done.
Oh my goodness. But you know the whole there's like I was in bay number 8. So that means there was at least 7 other bays. And you're hearing all these farts going on. The walls were shaking, for Christ's sake. And I don't know how these girls aren't just laughing their asses off in there.
I don't understand if this is such a common practice and they've got 8 bays of people and you've seen videos of just stuff in general, like YouTube videos or Facebook Live or any of these pictures, why someone hasn't recorded that? In today's media, why hasn't anyone recorded that?
Well, you don't have anything on but your gown. I mean, your phone and everything. There's phones or anything.
Never stopped them before.
Well, I don't know. I have an endoscopy done at the same time as a colonoscopy.
So is that hand over?
An endoscopy. No, not hand over hand. It's where they go down your throat, down through the esophagus, into your stomach.
Wait. So you're saying they were like finger cuffing you, like Chinese finger cuffs, like camera going in your butt, and the camera going in your mouth, and they were like trying to see each other, and they waved to each other. Hey, I see you. All right, everything's good. By the way,
propofol is that was the OD drug for Michael Jackson.
Right,
it is one of the most. That's a fantastic drug. I mean,
don't do drugs, kids.
Well, and you know they have an IV in you, and they have a regular anesthetist, and he comes over and he says, well, I'm gonna put you out now. And I said, wait a second. I said, and doc, I said, what are you doing first? I want to make sure you're gonna do the endoscopy first.
Okay,
because if you forget to change instruments, I don't want you using the one from my ass going down my throat. You know.
Hey, Shirley, just wipe that one off. We're going in the mouth now. He doesn't know.
Run it out by the hydrant.
Right. Put in that blue solution when you go to
the hair comb stuff.
Just put in the blue solution. Just shove it right down his mouth.
Barbicide.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you know what? I got to say, after all was said and done, I passed with flying colors. And
no, hold on. You can't say pass and flying colors in the same sentence. Well, you have to use some kind of other terminology.
My scopes were both in excellent shape.
Okay, good.
My tubes are in excellent shape.
Good for you.
And I got a, he said, you don't have to come back for 5 years.
Now what happens if they would have found something in your endoscope and your, now when they go in, now I understand when they go through your butt what they're looking for. They're looking for like,
Polyps.
Cancer. Now, through the mouth, what are they looking for?
Through the mouth, they're looking for Barrett's esophagus, where you can actually have polyps in your esophagus. And Barrett's esophagus is actually the precursor to cancer of the esophagus.
Oh, really?
Which is not a fun thing.
What's the thing where the person, I deal with this person all the time, where they can't eat like peanuts and stuff because it gets trapped in their...
Diverticulosis.
Yes.
Which I have.
Do you really?
Diverticulosis is, now that's for the colonoscopy. What you do is in the large intestine you have little pockets.
Welcome to the Dr. Deacon Live Show. Call us at 407-448-8800.
Stop by for your free propofol.
Yeah. So the viaticonitis.
Diverticulosis.
Close enough.
Okay. Is where you have pockets in your large intestine where you can actually – matter of fact, my doctor told me, he says, you know, you eat nuts, right? I said, yes. But, you know, not anybody's nuts. But,
right.
You know,
only special nuts.
Right. I'm pretty picky about whose nuts I eat. But he said, you know, make sure you chew them to where they're like peanut butter in your mouth. He said, don't swallow them where you have chunks, because that's one of the things that will cause the diverticulosis to turn into diverticulitis.
You know what I – go ahead.
And then the only – which is when something gets caught in one of those pockets, it becomes infected, and the only way to have that fixed is operation time.
You know what I picture in my mind when someone – when the person told me that she had this and stuff, you know, oh, the pockets and stuff in my diverticulitis. You know, you ever seen – I'm sure everyone's seen it if you've been in a college dorm room and stuff. That thing that you hang over your door, it's got all the pockets in it, and you put your shoes in them, like they're clear pockets.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
That's the way I picture, like, your intestines. And, like, this nut comes down, and the nut just sits in there, like if you leave an old pair of wet tennis shoes in that pocket on the back of your college roommate door.
And that pocket's going to get rotten.
And it gets rotten and stuff. That's exactly the way I look at it.
Well, that's exactly what happens.
Great. I'm part doctor. Woohoo!
Yes.
All right, stick around. We're going to talk some more about some pocket doctors and some other bioticulitis right here on Deacon Live. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
It goes one for the money, homie, two for the show. We told the roof off his mother. Now it's time to blow.
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Kaya Rickard Urban, and I'm calling you on behalf of Spectrum, your internet provider. And just so you know, we do record our calls for quality.
So do I.
First of all, according to my records, you are still on the old, slow Time Warner cable modem, correct?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you are, and look, my records say you are. We can offer you an upgrade at a, you know, way faster speed and probably for less money. Do you know off the top of your head how much your internet service is right now?
No.
No. Well, usually out east and on the coast, it's in the 80s. I talked to a gentleman earlier, and his was 104. With the new modem, with the faster speed, bring into the 21st century, it's only
$69.99. 69, yeah. All right.
I know. So how much would you be saving a month?
I have no idea.
You don't remember how much you pay Spectrum?
Boring. Boring.
Why?
That's boring.
What is?
All that stuff. It just seems so boring.
Movies? No. Especially during the holidays. Your modem would be to you in about 3 to 5 business days.
What's a BDU?
I don't know.
That's what you said. The modem BDU.
Would be to you.
Oh, a B2U.
You have quite a sense of humor.
I am high as hell.
Uh-oh.
I am high, Arizona tea high.
Well, I better call you back tomorrow then.
No. I'll be high tomorrow too.
Oh dear. Well, I'm in Iowa, so I'm an hour in back of you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye. Peace out.
Call 407-448-8800.
Hold on. 8800. Amy's breaking into the beer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Give us a call at the station anytime at 407-448-8800. And make sure you follow us on the YouTube live stream. Hi, everyone. And that's Teacher Man way over there on my right-hand side.
Heidi Hody.
Hey, nice shirt, by the way.
You know, this was I got it at my church bazaar.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well,
it fell off the table. I don't know if it was thrown under the table or if it fell off the table.
Most church things are bizarre anyways.
Yes.
So we were talking about doctors and doctor visits and stuff, and I always like to do this. Big stretch. Ready? Big stretch. Okay. I'm good. So Teacher Man was telling us that he likes propofol, fishuminol. What are you taking?
Propofol. And I wanted to tell you, too, you asked me about the years, the time frame. I'll tell you real quick. At my age, the most she can go is 5 years.
Okay. For what?
For in between exams.
Okay.
In between colonoscopies,
mm-hmm.
which is what I got this time.
Gotcha.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
If they find polyps or anything like that, 3 years. If they find anything cancerous, you have to go back every year.
Now,
until you get a clean screening.
Now, I know a guy or a gentleman that he is a little older, probably a little bit older than you, and they found like 5 polyps. And they burn them off, I guess?
Well, what they do is they cut them because they cut them off. And they take them out because they want to send them off for biopsy.
Okay, I was going to say, why don't they cut them off and just let you crap them out?
Well, and then they cauterize it, like you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now he's got to go, you know, mother of nature, what causes the polyps?
Age, first of all, and diet. Basically, age and diet. And, you know, you have to... If you have polyps and they come back precancerous,
mm-hmm.
then I don't know. I guess you go on to the next stage. Maybe you're seeing yearly until you get a clear screening. And colon cancer is one of the easiest cancers to beat.
Right. So what did they put you under with?
Propofol.
Now what's
propofol? Propofol.
Is that what Bill Cosby used?
No. No. Bill Cosby used...
Did you hear about him? Do you know anything? Are you aware of Bill Cosby? Do you know who Bill Cosby is?
That pig?
Yeah.
That pig?
Now, is he a pig, though?
Well, yes. Yes.
Is he?
Of course he is, because if he's using artificial means to get, you know, to wind up banging these girls...
Okay.
Then, yes, he's a pig. Because if they're doing it willingly, hey, God bless him. Let him, you know, let him have all the women that want him.
Now, what happened? I mean, I know the detail or some of the details. I really don't understand it. Can you, in 30 seconds or less, give me like a breakdown?
Of propofol?
No, of what Bill Cosby
was.
Okay. Do you know about Bill Cosby?
Oh, yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So you're good on that.
All right. Well, he has been convicted on 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault.
Okay.
What happened was this Andrea Constant.
Constantinople?
Yeah. I think she's from, I don't know if she's from Turkey or not, but anyway, she signed a non-disclosure agreement and Cosby paid her $3.5 million.
Wow.
To keep her mouth shut. Well, he broke the confidentiality agreement, so she did after that, and that's how the ball got rolling with, and then all these other girls started to come out of the woodwork.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And he is now convicted on 3 counts. I don't know if he'll go to court for any more. Probably not, because he's facing 30 years. And at his age, I mean, he'll never be able to do 30
years.
Well,
he could live till 110. He could.
Well, I'll take some money on that.
So the jury said, I mean, I'm reading here that based on his words is what hung him. Hung jury. But they said, and you know, his disposition, Cosby stated that he gave these drugs to other women, and I don't believe it's necessary matter of all these other 5 women that were based, that we were here because he said himself. You know, I guess he sunk his own ship.
Yeah.
You know, I really found out, you know, when I got home and looked online to see what everything was, Mr. Snyder said, that's one of the juries, but Cosby's attorney. Did you hear about his attorney fell asleep during the prosecution?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Who's going to hold Cosby up?
Now, and I'm not defending Bill Cosby because I don't understand what the. I guess there was a 2005 deposition that sealed his fate on everything, and they was it a hung jury that time? I guess I'm confused. This is my train of thought. So
okay, well,
go ahead.
Okay, anything that happened back in I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead.
So Bill Cosby in the 70s, early 60s, late 70s, or early whatever, he drugged these people with stuff that was being done on a regular basis and then had sex with these women. One, that was the sign of the times. I'm just saying it was a sign of the times.
Yes, the roofies were very popular.
And they were very
popular. Ruhypnol.
And not roofies, not only that, Quaaludes, which are now banned.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference? I guess I'm not getting it. What's the difference between a guy who's drunk buying a girl drinks, and I'm playing devil's advocate here. Please hear me out. I don't approve of date rape at all. But what's the difference? Because I've done it before, where you buy a woman that you think is attractive, a drink to hope that she finds you more attractive to at least sit there and talk to you and break the ice.
Well, you buy her a drink. You don't put anything in it.
Well, I understand that, but you have to understand that at the time that he, the 60s, and I don't want to put blame on the 60s or anything, but I'm just saying that in that realm of what was going on, hey, do you want to go get high? Like today. Hey, you know, today's society. You want to go eat some Tide Pod with me? But you understand what I'm saying. It was the
I understand what you're saying. But I, matter of fact, back in the, if you want to go back as far as the 60s, that's when I Spy was popular.
Yes.
With him and Robert Culp.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, Bill Cosby was a good-looking black guy back then.
He was a black guy back then.
Yeah, well, I think he was black for pretty much most of his life.
Right.
But I don't think that he had to drug anybody to get them in the sack with him back then.
Now, what came first? Was it the and Bill Cosby was a very good looking black guy. I speak silly about him. But what came first, Fat Albert or Bill?
I Spy.
Yeah, I Spy.
I Spy came first.
Did it really?
Yes.
And then it opened up doors for him to do the Fat Albert show.
He started out doing voices.
Well, that was
for different things.
That was a stand-up.
Right, right, right. And then Fat Albert became one of his regular characters.
Right.
And then they made the cartoon out of it and put his voice in for Fat Albert.
Right. So, and then outside of that. But, I mean, think about the women that he. All right, hold on. Bear with me. So you're the guy from I Spy. You're the black guy from I Spy. Your name's Bill Cosby. And you're having these parties, these social events. Congratulations, season two's done. You know, everyone has these parties and whatnot.
Now, if I got a bowl of Quaaludes or a bowl of Rehypnol on the coffee table and, you know, these girls want to take part, have at it.
Right.
But you don't put it in their drink without them knowing and then take advantage of them.
Now, I don't know because I'm ignorant, is there proof that they said that he literally goes, here's pill number one to Ruthie number two, go ahead and drink that Ruthie, I'm going to bone you later.
They didn't know that they were being drugged.
But do they have any proof that he actually put, again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, did they have proof that he say, yes, I took pill number one and stuck it in woman's number two's drink and she drank it?
In Andrea's drink.
Right.
You know what? I didn't hear the actual testimony. I only know the outcomes of the trial.
Now, if you go to the Prophet Radio website, there's a little blue button on the bottom right-hand side that says Be Heard. Feel free to click on that and it'll shoot it right over to the radio station here, and we can put it right on the air if you have any opinions on this.
Let us hear from you.
Yeah. And that's what I don't understand. This was stuff that was going on in that time. Not necessarily there's no rape. I say there's no rape. But the stuff that led up to a male and a female encroaching on male encroaching on a female.
Listen, let's face it. You can't use the old standby. Well, everybody's doing it. To be honest with you, that's
hold
a
on.
Crock of shit.
The Simpsons have gotten away with let boys be boys.
Yeah,
so,
mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
But no, what I wanted to say too is, holy crow! If I'm going to drug a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And put something in her drink.
But don't say it like
And I know
they're not going to come.
And I know I'm going to whack that later on.
They're not going to show up to our live events if you talk like that. We got a live event coming up here in two, 3 days, and we got Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Have you seen that Andrea Constant?
No, I haven't.
Oh my goodness! I think maybe his eyes are going first. I don't know. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
But I think I could have found somebody a little bit better looking to, drop a little, give her a little taste. You know.
So why would she put up a restraining order? Is there a restraining order that should be placed or anything? Was he still bothering her, or did he just said, I'm boning her and I'm out of here?
I don't know how. Well, no, they had the non-disclosure agreement, mm-hmm. and that's where the $3.5 million came in. I don't know how or what he exactly said to break that agreement.
Right.
But once he did, then she said, guess what? I'm pressing charges.
See,
when she started pressing charges, then the other people, came out of the woodwork.
I don't understand it. I understand that, yes, a woman should not be touched without her permission, but yeah.
Don't take the $3.5 million and, you know, and press charges. You
right.
know? I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever, speaking of, we're talking about a trespassing warrant. Have you ever had someone put not a trespassing warrant, what's the thing, I don't want you to be 100 feet from me?
That's a,
Restraining order.
Restraining order.
Restraining
yes,
order.
Yes.
Have you ever had a restraining order against you? Not to, to blow you out here or anything?
Man, I'm being very honest. No, I have not. I've never given anybody reason to do that.
But have you seen, you've heard people, oh, I got a restraining order against him. He's not allowed to be within 50 feet or 100 feet or 25 feet or whatever.
Do you know what the biggest reason for people getting restraining orders are?
What's that?
To get them out, to evict them.
Well, okay.
To get them out of their place. Because once you have somebody to start live with you, living
right.
with you,
mm-hmm.
the renter or the tenant has all the rights.
So if you're
the landlord does not.
So if you're living with someone and then all of a sudden you guys break up and you get a restraining order against that person's got to go?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And
well,
if you're the one owning the property, that's they make up something to get the restraining order against the person. Then the person has to leave the premises.
Well, I got a solution for that, and it only works in today's time. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back and enjoy some of these great commercials that Prophet Radio gives us right here at Deacon Live.
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
Now you're
f***ing
with me. Nice, nice one.
Say that some
bitch of
facts now.
It's a lot different. It's been a long time since we've hung out.
No?
Have you been a good little girl?
I was not 13.
You were 14.
I was like 21. I have all the pictures from when I was at the Halloween party at your house.
Right.
In 2001. I still have all those pictures. Yeah, I could show you pictures you wouldn't believe.
Yeah? Sure you are.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anybody know anything about the law?
We love Radio.
Hey, what happened?
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
All right, guys, you're listening to Deacon Live. My name is the Deacon. Stick around, we have more coming up. Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. My name is the Deacon. Over to my far right-hand side is Teacher Man.
Hey, folks. Hey, Deacon.
He's polyp-free, and all the his intestinal fluids are good, and he farted everything
5 years.
Out. He farted everything out when they blew him up for his colonoscopy. You feel good?
I do. But you know what? This guy told me ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
He said, we don't do like some other proctologists. He said, we let most of the gas out before you wake up.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So what a nice guy. Did you give him?
I gave him a blow dry.
did you give him 5 stars on Yelp?
You know what? He was very good. He was very, very good.
Well, good. Yes. And we were talking about Bill Cosby.
It's 5 years.
we were talking about Bill Cosby and having a trespassing warrant, restraining orders, and I've come up with a new solution for trespassing warrants.
Tell us what it is.
I will. So trespassing warrants, they can only, let's say I get a trespassing warrant against Susie B. She is not allowed to come within 100 feet of me, right?
Okay. Well, that's a restraining order. Trespass warrant.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Restraining order. So Susie B is not allowed to come close to me within 100 feet. I mean, when you're moving in today's society, and you're driving, and you're going to the shop and stuff, and you don't know what's 100 feet. Do you know what 100 feet is?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you can judge. You know if a person's closer than 100 feet
right.
to you.
So 100 feet is...
Not only that, you have to be, you know, you don't want to be a dick about it. And, you know, hey, actually, you drive by my car today, and you were in the next lane. That's less than 100 feet.
Right. But that's exactly what happens. You know, these people that get these restraining orders and just frivolous restraining orders, that's what they're doing. So here's my thing. You ready?
Gotcha.
You see this right here in my hand?
Yes.
What is this?
That's your personal phone.
That's my personal cell phone. So if you're looking on YouTube Live, hi, everyone. If you have a restraining order and you are, let's say I'm the person that's filing the restraining order.
Okay.
Part of that restraining order, you have to give them I don't know how, I'm working this out here. Audio trademark, by the way. I'm working this out. You have to have whatever your account is on your phone, whatever that is. You have to make sure that you have a phone. If you don't have a phone, they'll make you buy a phone. But a phone needs to be on you, in you, around your position at any given time. So now, I filed a restraining order against Teacher Man. Teacher Man's got a cell phone as well, right?
Right. Who doesn't have it on him a lot.
He doesn't have it on him a lot. But here's the thing. the new cars that are coming out now, you put your car in reverse, you get close to something, what happens?
Your car will break?
No. I mean, when you put your car in reverse and you're backing up and you can't see something...
Well, you hear beep, 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 beep.
Right. Exactly. So what I'm saying is they have to mandatory, if you want to go through this, if you are seriously about putting a restraining order on your loved one, your ex-roommate, whatever the case may be, these are the rules that you need. And so it'll eliminate a lot of frivolous, you know, not lawsuits, but restraining orders. I put a restraining order against you. Your phone comes anywhere close to me. 100 feet. I get a beep, 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 beep. You get a different womp, 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 womp. You need to be, you're getting close.
I need to be aware that I'm in the wrong spot.
Right. And then if they get to a certain, let's say your phone goes, you know, 50 feet, you know, you're charging at the house. I'm tired of this shit.
Well, why don't I just leave my phone home and bring my guns?
then you know what? Let's make it a felony offense after that.
Well, yeah. But either way, you're out of my life.
Don't say it.
I understand what you're saying.
Because today's society, everyone's got their phones on them. And you know,
right.
You know, the girls outside or the boys outside, you know, Teresa, I'm here. Hey, Mike, I'm here. You know, I'm out front of her house. There's another guy's car. There's another girl's car in front of the house. And that they got to make a phone call from somewhere.
Right.
And they have to keep that phone on them. And if they don't, with the restraining order and stuff on it, it should beep. And that's my solution. That's my solution. So you guys contact Deacon Live at deacon@prophetradio.com, and we'll work out some kind of app or something like that to keep the restraining order, connect the restraining order to some kind of app to where two phones, like you ever seen two magnets where they don't want to, you know, the opposite polar ends don't want to stick together?
Same poles.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. And you know what? I think you ought to hurry up or to patent it real quick.
Are already trademarked, audio trademarked. That's what it
is. Well, and part of the restraining order on both ends is that if you're found without your phone on you for any particular reason and you have a restraining order against you, that you're immediately taken into custody, regardless of where you are.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, if a police pulls you over, oh, you got a restraining order against you. Now, you might be in South Carolina, and this person might be in New York.
Let me see your cell phone.
Yeah, let me see your cell phone. You got a restraining order. Oh, I don't have it. Well, we're going to take you in custody until we can find your phone.
Well, but then also, too, when you talk about frivolous restraining orders, you have to think about, like, the true two people passing, you know, ships passing in the night.
Nope, doesn't work that way.
If I pass your car, it's not going to work?
No, I'm saying no. You should not be passing each other in the night.
Well, no, I don't agree with that.
All right, so there's a time limit on it. Let's say she's on, you know, eastbound I-4 and you're on westbound I-4, and it takes 30 seconds.
Beep,
and,
beep. You know, that's, right. Yeah. So I don't think a judge would even entertain that.
So let's say it's got to beep for within the 50, you know, the 50 feet zone. That's when the cops get called. That's when all that starts happening.
Right.
Because that should be a good jump point, right?
I think so.
All right. So that's my we're going to make millions. Yep. Millions.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
You don't look too thrilled about it.
Well, you know what? I think it's a great idea.
Why do you think it's a great idea?
Why do I think it's
a great idea? No, I mean, you know, are you entertaining me or are you just...
No, I honest to goodness think it's a great... You can tell by my face. They can't they can't see my face.
All right.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. This guy's worth it. Anyway, so DeaconLive@prophetradio.com. We're going to talk about some other stuff here, and we're going to get a little lighter topic we're going to talk about right here on Deacon Live. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Now it's time for Lessons Learned with
Jason. Jesus Christ, Jay.
Howell. We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
I'm a thrown-out man.
Jason Howell.
How about a used car?
Used car, like from Jethro's used car lot? What are you buying from?
We're going to go CarMax legit because my credit is the shit. I'm going to put it that way.
So you bought a car from CarMax?
Any car you want to lot, Mr. Howell, it's yours. Because I ran my credit first.
Right.
Anything you want on the lot. Anything. Anything.
Right.
Take your pick.
And what did Mr. Howell pick out?
Well, let me walk to the back of the car and refresh my memory.
Call 407-448-8800.
Hold on.
8800.
Amy's breaking into the beer.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
Now what?
Oh. The ladies really dig these things.
Hi.
You know what I mean?
Hi.
And I think you do.
Profit.
Starting at 1.
Rock music.
The best
rock music.
Primer.
Uh-oh.
Getting you ready.
Monday through Friday.
To wrap up your day.
I do not like internet radio.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm talking shit. I'm talking about selling used ukuleles. I'm talking about getting myself a fucking double quarter pounder up there at the McDonald's. And I globally positioned myself to sell nothing to anybody.
Ever.
Ever. And 20 piece nuggets by the crate.
Fucking crate.
And this is what's happening in your world tonight.
407-448-8800.
Scrolling past the government on Facebook. You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live. My name is Deacon. Over to my far right-hand side is Teacher Man.
Howdy, everybody.
Make sure you can see us anytime on the YouTube channel. We're live here, and all you have to do is search for Profit Radio on the YouTube and sign up and subscribe and do all that stuff. And we're doing great with our subscriptions with the podcast and stuff. I was telling Teacher Man a little earlier, you know, if you listen to last week's show, his $100 check that we gave him.
I love it. I love it.
So if you watched that and heard us, we appreciate each and every one of you. So we're going to lighten it up a little bit. And speaking of lighten up, Teacher Man's getting ready to go on a trip. And before he goes on a trip, are you scared of flying?
Oh, you know what? I actually had a pilot's license. I love to fly.
No, really? You had a pilot's license?
Yes, I did. Private pilot's license.
See, now me, I'm not scared of flying because I'm like going, if I'm going, I'm going. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
Everything's in the other person's hand. But I do like to take maybe a drink or two before I get on the on the plane.
I thought you were talking about before you fly the plane.
No. I don't fly a plane. But I mean, just a drink or two before I get on the plane, just kind of mellow myself out. And I look over to my right hand side, and it looks like you got your V-bomb going up.
I do.
Uh-huh.
And it's my aristocratic V-bomb for all of you non-believers out there.
And we had at the start of the show, if you listen to it and go rewind back, hold on before you take a sip of that. Go ahead. It's bad luck.
Well, I mean, it's my V-bomb.
It's bad luck to and YouTube Live. There he goes. Takes a sip of the V-bomb. And then we talked about the synergy drink that my chiropractor told me to. Now chase it with that. Let's see.
Oh, man.
You got to take
it. You know what? Now it might not be so. It might not taste so good.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's like orange juice after Listerine, right?
Yes.
There he goes. Yeah?
I don't know. I'd have to take issue with the people that don't like that.
Really?
Yes. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about artificial sweeteners, that I'm assuming that has none.
Has none.
Okay. Does it have natural sweeteners?
There's no. It says green tea, black tea, ginger, and I think, give me the label. Give me the goddamn label.
Oh, stop pissing and moaning for
hold
crying
on,
out loud.
Here we go. Hold on. Jesus, I really can't read this either.
Well, you know, yeah, see.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Kiwi juice, raspberry juice, lemon juice, fresh pressed ginger juice, 100% pure love at the end. Oh, isn't that fucking sweet? Fucking hippies.
See, now listen, let me tell you something about that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Any doctor will tell you, don't drink the juice. Eat the fruit. If you're going to have a fruit juice, eat the fruit that it comes from. Don't just drink the juice.
Right.
Because you're drinking basically fructose, which is, now I wasn't being nasty to you now. That wasn't naughty. Fructose is the sugar that's found in fruit.
So you ready? Right here on the bottom.
I'm listening.
It says, please note, besides do not shake, kombucha is a fermented tea that has naturally occurring alcohols. Do not consume if you're avoiding alcohol due to pregnancy, allergies, sensitivity, or religious beliefs. That's what it says right here on the bottom. Right here, close to the bottom. Religious police. So, all you Muslim?
No wonder your chiropractor's on his ass every time you go in there.
No, he puts me on my ass. So, speaking of...
Hey, speaking of asses, I'll show you my five-year ass if you want me to.
No. Okay. Stop. We're going to talk about, speaking of asses, you're going to fly up to New York.
Yes, I am. And I do like to fly. I hate,
you do have your pilot's license at one time.
Well, I one time I did. I do hate airports. I mean, I hate airports.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm flying to New York to see my 92-year-old mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. She can't wait. She wants to do some power shopping, which means I have to push a wheelchair and pull a shopping cart at the same time.
Jesus.
Yeah. Plus, I have to read every label in the aisle.
Like I just had to do. Now, when you go to, how many times a year do you go to New York, or how many times a year do you fly?
Okay, I go to New York. I try to go at least twice a year.
Okay.
Because my mom's getting old. She's 92,
mm-hmm.
and I want to see her as often as I can.
Sure.
And I want to do as much for her as I possibly can.
Sure. And then do you go anywhere else, or is that the only place you go flying-wise?
Well, it's just funny that you happen to ask, because when I leave from New York, and by the way, I'm going to see a childhood friend that he and I have been friends since the fifth grade.
Is he still a child?
Yes, he is. Very much so. And he's got a brother that's a year younger than him, who's about the same. No, he's pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they're going to be there. And
where's this at? I'm sorry, I missed that.
He's going to be in New York,
okay.
him and his brother. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in from California.
Jesus.
Yes.
How long's that flight?
I don't know, and I frankly don't care. I mean, it's a long one. What was the question? Where else do I go?
Yeah.
Well, after this trip to New York, I have to rush fly back to Florida. Not back, but to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was coming back, I'd be coming back to Queen City. So I'm going to Florida to see my middle baby graduate, my middle grandbaby graduate from high school. And it's so hard to believe. My oldest granddaughter's in law school. My middle baby's going to be going, and it looks like she's going to Florida State. And then I just have my baby grandbaby she's going into high school, believe it or not.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You are an old, old man.
I'm telling you.
Well, you might not be an old man. You might have started life earlier with everyone else, so.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. The guy he's 5 months younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three great-grandchildren already.
Jesus.
Three great-grandchildren. They're all under five, but regardless.
5 foot tall?
And I hate when people say irregardless.
Irregardless, I know.
No such word.
I do that just to see who's smart. You know what? That's my my smart grenade.
And you know what another smart grenade is?
What's that?
Supposedly. Supposedly.
I throw it out there, and I go, irregardless, and I throw it out there, and I kind of look around to see if anyone goes, what the fuck is he talking about? Irregardless, he's an idiot. Or they go, that guy's smart as hell. And then when the person that goes, I'm smart as hell, I follow them. So with all these trips and stuff and all that, I'm sure it costs a lot of money to do all this stuff. Do you get, like, Sky Miles?
You know what?
What?
I don't know. Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure you do?
Yes, I do.
Doesn't sound like you...
No, you know why I was hesitating?
Why?
I was thinking about that poor lady from Wells Fargo that was on that Southwest flight that, oh, God bless her.
I know. But
because I always fly Southwest.
So,
and I love them.
So do you have Sky Miles with Southwest? Southwest?
What they give you is points.
Okay.
Sky Miles, I think Delta came up with that. But I get points.
How does that work? I mean, the points versus Sky Miles, what's better?
Well, no, they're the same.
Okay.
What's a point for me is a Sky Mile if you fly in Delta. Unfortunately, I can't upgrade to a first class seat.
Why not?
Because there's no first class seats on Southwest Airlines, which they need to change, by the way.
No, they shouldn't.
I know.
I think they got business class
boarding
first.
No. Business class is 1 to 15. Boarding mm-hmm. first...
is A.
Is A, right. But you can be anywhere from 16 to 30.
Oh, believe me, I was working for a production company many years ago. And I say many years ago. I worked for in the last
like
10
another
years.
Another lifetime, it sounds like.
Yeah, I know. Last 10 years, I worked for a production company, and we used to fly into a town, do our production, and then literally as soon as you, thank you, Colorado, good night, you'd shut the lights off, you jumped on the plane because your flight was in 3 hours of you closing, and you would have to sit there the night before going, you know, why aren't you go to bed? I'm like going, because I want to get the goddamn good seat on Southwestern. Yeah. You're sitting there 24 hours before, and they're like, come on, let's go, Deacon. I'm like going, fuck you, I'm going to get a good seat. But sometimes I really didn't care. You know, I was in the back, and they've gotten, you know what? They say, here we go. You ready for this? They say you have to sign on early to get your A seat.
That's bullshit.
No. You do. You 24 hours, you get your A seat. Now, hold on. Oh. Listen to me. This is Southwestern. Now, you sign on to get your A seat. And what they've done now, this is what fucking kicks your ass, because you literally have arguments and fights in the line. Because they go, okay, are you A1 or A31? And they're going, well, I'm an A group. No, you're A31, I'm A1, so I'm in front of you. So where's A2? Oh, I'm A2. And you literally, with the people that you don't even know, you're arguing with them in the A group what number you are. Oh, are you 46? I'm A46, I'm A47. Oh, you should be behind me. Well, I'm still the A group.
Right behind me.
Yeah.
You know what? I have no problem with, because of their seating,
right.
I have no problem with telling somebody where they need to sit.
But it never used to be that way. It used to be A group, and then everyone would cattle run to the A group. And then B group.
They would. They still say, if your ticket says A1 through A30,
right.
Please line up.
But what I'm saying is, in the line of A30 or A1 to A30, there are people in line going, are you 27? Are you 26? Where's 25? We're 16.
Right.
16 wants to be in front of 25 for whatever reason.
Well, no, 16 wants to be behind 15.
Right. But that's the problem. That's what they're running into, and that's a lot. I'm surprised, again,
I agree with you. I'm sorry, Deacon, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
But you know what? You're right. It's a hell of a seating system. And, you know, what winds up happening is if the front bins aren't full,
mm-hmm.
but the seats are,
mm-hmm.
people that have to go way back will stuff their shit in the forwardmost bin instead of over their seat.
They can't.
Well, they do. They do.
No.
Nobody tells them they can't.
Right.
Nobody tells them they can't.
But the front of the plane loads first before the back of the plane does. So,
right. But like for like a guy like myself,
a handsome, intelligent gentleman.
All I have to do is walk on the plane and they say, what seat would you like, sir? And, you know, maybe we put your baggage up for you. I never have a carry-on.
When you're flying to New York, have they ever asked what political party you're part of?
No, but they have asked me, do you want to give up your seat? And I'll tell you what I did one time. They gave me $400. I mean, not in cash.
In a row?
Yeah, from 1 to 400.
So silly. So I asked you about the political party
Jesus.
Thing. I know, I'm busting your balls
No, but I mean, we started talking about, I'm going to see my grandbaby
right.
graduate. Yeah, but we got to this, and that's good.
Yeah, so I'm glad I got your approval.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, have they ever asked your political party to sit in a seat? You know, if you want to sit here, you have to be a Democrat, or you want to sit here, you have to be a Republican or a Libertarian or whatever the other things are. Have they ever thrown you out of those seats?
No, I tell them, look, I'm independent. I'm sitting in the co-pilot seat.
Well, stick around. I'm going to tell you a couple places that don't discriminate, or do they discriminate? You tell me.
Well, if they ask for a designation.
You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Stick around. I'll be right back after this.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
So why am I going to pay for Lollipop that's not going to win and I get it for free anyway?
Call 407-448-8800.
Who are you? You don't even work here. You're like 90.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me.
And then one.
You know, Nazis made Fanta orange soda.
Right.
It's guaranteed Nazis made orange Fanta.
So.
I swear to fucking God, now.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Really?
Coca-Cola couldn't get in there, and they couldn't get in there with nothing they had, and they wanted to have Sunkist, but they said, Fanta, Orange Fanta is a look under Fanta. Orange Fanta was given to the German soldier for Coca-Cola. I swear to God, but it's a goddamn truth. Orange Fanta. You might think I'm retarded.
407-448-8800. You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
White trash, beautiful.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Thank you, Proper Radio, for all the stuff you do. And if you look over to my far right hand side, you see Teacher Man waving to YouTube Live.
I love having you all here.
Yeah. And we are worldwide, by the way. We've been uploaded, downloaded, and cross-loaded over seven countries.
And overloaded.
Overloaded in several countries. Give us a call here at the station anytime at 407-448-8800. And don't forget, at the bottom of the Prophet Radio website, there's a little blue dot that says Be Heard. When you click on that, it opens up a microphone. You can shout and do whatever you want. And if you disagree with us, that's great. If you agree with us, you're an idiot. We are talking about Teacher Man going on a trip. He's going up to New York for a couple weeks and then going down to Florida, and he's going to meet his friend in New York and California and stuff. Have you ever... What are you going to say?
No, go ahead. I'm waiting on the question.
Okay. Have you ever been denied anything because of your sexuality? If you go into a restaurant and you say, I want to have a steak, and they go, are you gay or not gay?
No. I understand the question. I'm going to say yes to that for sexuality. And
you've been denied a steak?
No. You said, have I ever been denied anything because of being a male?
Because of male or sexuality? Doesn't matter.
No, not preference. I mean, I am truly a heterosexual, but I have been denied.
Says you.
Yeah. I have been denied because I am a male.
Okay.
And we can get into that, or you can ask me another question.
Okay, the next question is, have you ever been refused anything if you, for whatever instance or whatever grandeur that Mother Nature has done, have you ever been denied or seen anyone, friend of yours, been denied because they were gay or pansexual or anything like that?
No.
Service?
No.
No service? Like, I walk into Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
We walk into Banker's Restaurant or deli, and we want to have some salt sticks, and they go, are you gay? We say no. They say great. And then, are you gay? And we say yes. They say the same thing, great.
You know, honest to goodness, if I had gay friends when I was younger, I still don't know it. I never knew it then. And, well, yes, there's one kid.
Okay.
Yes.
Little Johnny.
No. Little Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. I knew it was a common name.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew he was, because he was a little flamboyant, you know, not flamboyant, you know, the flighty.
Light in the loafers?
Yes.
All right, so what if I said to you, we've talked about this before, what if you walked into Taco Bell, okay? All right, you like Taco Bell, right?
I like Taco Bell.
Okay, if you were to go to Taco Bell, what would you order?
When I go to Taco Bell, I order several different things. I like
you see what I'm doing here? I'm trying to plug Taco Bell, Miller Lite. I'm trying to get the sponsors there. We talk about them.
Yes.
All right, so if you
I like a soft taco supreme.
Okay.
I like a Mexi Melt.
Uh-huh.
I like Mexican food, period.
Okay. Now, what if you walked in there, they said to you, Teacher Man, we can't serve you. In New York. This is New York.
Okay.
All right. And they...
If we were in New York, I'd say, why the f*** not?
Right. They said, well, because we don't agree with your views.
How do you know what my views are?
Well, I forgot to tell you that you're wearing a Trump hat.
Oh, okay. So my political affiliation, you don't like it because and listen, by the way, is this after the election or before?
Doesn't matter. You could be wearing a friggin' Carter. You could wear a Nixon. You could wear a Reagan hat.
So my response to him would say, okay, so you're a Hillary man?
It doesn't matter. They said to you, whatever hat that you're wearing, you can wear an Obama hat. You can wear a friggin' George Washington hat.
they need to be reported to the Better Business Bureau because, oh, yes, don't be shaking your head. No,
I'm shaking my head. Go ahead.
Well, no. They need to be reported because nobody should be refused service because of race, color, creed, or, gender. What's the word I'm looking for? Gender identification.
Right. So out of those things, and I'm glad you said that, is political values or your political affiliate is not supported by free speech.
That's hard for me to dabble with because I'm an independent.
Okay.
I'm an independent, loudly saying so because I just got so damn tired of both the Republican and Democratic parties fucking around so much with us here, the American public, that I said, you know what? Neither one of you are going to get my vote or get my backing mm-hmm. until I see who you're going to put up in front. And unfortunately, you know, if I have my Trump hat on, oh well. That's because I liked him better than the other candidate who could have been worse. I mean, they put the two worst people up for president. Can you?
Outside of who's running in New York, that there is precedence that people have been thrown out of restaurants based on their political attire and political speech. Hear me out. Political speech is not protected by the free speech statute in the First Amendment of our Constitution.
Okay, well, then you'll have to define for me political attire, such as a Trump hat.
Yep.
Or a Hillary t-shirt.
Correct.
You know what?
They've been thrown out.
I have.
I don't want to sit here and read the articles. I got plenty of articles. I can post them on the Prophet Radio website.
That's neither here nor there. I mean, I got too many fish to fry. I am not going to stand in a restaurant that doesn't want to serve. Guess what? I'm going to go out, say goodbye. I'm going to go to the Taco Bell across the street or the Mexican across the street. Or I'm going to change my mind and go to Burger King.
But you would think that would be so, like, petty. For, let's say, a customer or a shop owner, you know, I own, you know, Deacon's Tacos and Burritos, and you come in with whatever hat on, and I go, you know what, no soup for you. Like the Seinfeld thing, no soup for you. Why? Well, I don't like who you represent. I don't like this. And that's a slippery slope, because if you look at, they're saying political beliefs, advertisement, all the or support would give to non-discrimination. You're allowed to discriminate to those people. For example, I protest the war in Iraq, or I protest the whatever and stuff like that.
And you're allowed to.
But is that political now? I mean, where's the line between presidency, Senate? Like if I want to have Bill Nelson, you know, in an office, but I walk into Subway with a Bill Nelson shirt on, can they refuse me for being a supporter of Bill Nelson in Florida?
Well, I guess so, if what you're saying is correct. What I was going to ask you is, you are now a father.
Whoa.
You're now a father.
Not a father.
I know. But just for argument's sake, you're a father.
Okay.
And your son comes home from working at McDonald's on his regular shift, and he's been there for a year.
Uh-huh.
He gets excellent ratings. He does an excellent job for McDonald's. He comes home and he said, Dad, he said, my boss wants me now, if somebody comes in with a Trump button on mm-hmm. or with a Hillary button on
yep.
or with a Hillary hat on, he wants me to refuse them service. What would you do as a father?
I don't know.
I would tell him, go in tomorrow and tell your ass.
Oh, hold on. Asking me if my son was working at the restaurant?
If your son was working at that restaurant and he came home and told you that his boss was telling him to say that.
Okay. I would say, son, hopefully we have raised you correctly, and you won't do what's in your heart, what you feel is right. If you don't feel comfortable doing this, this is not the place for you to earn a living. That's what I would say.
You know what? Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect answer.
I know.
Now, I, on the other hand, being a little bit of an older school, I would tell him, I'd say, look, you know, if he's forcing his views on you, tell him to bend over and kiss his royal ass goodbye, that you are going to work at the McDonald's down the block. Because you know why? Because there's one on every corner. And if there's not a McDonald's there, there's a Burger King that'll hire me.
Yeah, well, McDonald's got the best locations as far as real estate. And if you watch the
you know what, Afangula de Mamara. If you look at the demographics, where you see a McDonald's, you're going to see a Burger King.
Well,
not too far away.
I don't know, because Burger King was discovered. And well, not discovered, but created in Miami. And
all right. So it's next to a Taco Bell.
Right.
So sue me.
All right. But how do you feel about it? I mean, I guess.
How do I feel about it? I don't agree with it. You're political.
But you can't argue with it, because, I mean, literally, you know, I'm going to sue you.
Well, if you're advertising that you are a Trump fan, people have the right to say to you, hey, you know what? I think you're a fucking idiot, and then you have your right.
And I'm a restaurant owner to
respond.
There you go. Make sure when you go up to Bankers to get my Boston creams and my Amy's jelly donuts. Don't wear a Trump hat in there, because I might throw you out.
Oh, listen, I got my girl in there. She loves her some daddy.
Stick around. We'll be right back after this. We're gonna get a little lighter here towards the end of the show. You're listening.
We always try to get lighter, but it never happens.
It does. We kid, we joke and stuff. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Sounds like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal. Prophet Radio. I can't read your language. I can only speak it. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, who's this?
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
We worked together about 5 years ago before I got fired.
In a male strip club.
Okay, here we go. I knew it was only a matter of time.
You know, it's hard to get fired from a male strip club.
Well, I stopped using the standard tassels. So.
I thought you refused the implants. 407-444-8800.
I do not like internet radio.
Prophet Radio. Crazy, you can have the most attractive, beautiful woman on the outside, but if she's crazy, mean, bitchy, if she nags, it doesn't matter. Beauty fades, and it'll fade while she's still beautiful, because all she does is make your life a living hell. Everything is drama. Her friends have drama. And, you know, you get left behind, and then you realize, I don't care how pretty she is. I don't care what my friends say. Like, how did you nail that one? Well, you big fatty. You radio guys get all the babes. You don't understand. I don't need it.
407-448-8800.
Listening to
Deacon Live.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Thank you, Proper Radio, for giving us all that great music. They do such a great job, man. They nail every song and stuff. And Teacher Man was getting into it. I saw him on the YouTube. He was getting into it. Teacher Man, what do you think about the last song? That was good, right?
I'm a happy, happy person.
I know. And if you're watching YouTube Live and our subscribers, we're live on the air. He's giving you the Fangulfor. And speaking of Fangulfor, Teacher Man, hold on, I got to give the numbers, 407-448-8800, or text us live at any time at the Queen City Studio right here in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. Have you ever killed anyone? I told you we're going to come back light.
Yeah, that's very light. Two or three, but I got over it.
Think about it, because I'm in my mid 30s to early 40s, and you are in your mid
70s to early 40s.
What if you in your early 20s and 30s, you killed someone, and you know you killed a bunch of people? I mean, think about it. Groups of people that follow serial killers and stuff like that. And you've killed someone, just, you know, you start with animals, you know, they always say, you know, the serial killer starts with animals and then kills this and then kills, and all of a sudden you stop, I'm not killing anyone anymore, and you just vanish from the face of the earth, but there's like 32 murders that are undiscovered,
unsolved,
yeah. then all of a sudden you're 78 years old and you're putting your this roast in the oven, and there's a
somebody comes in,
knocks on your door and says,
"Hey,
drags
your fucking ass out.
Are you such and such?" And you go, "Yeah." And they go, "Well, we need you to come with us," and that's a police department. And the reason why I say this is because they caught the Golden State Killer. And the Golden State Killer, a little background story on him. And Teacher Man, I think you've got a bunch of information. If you've never known what the Golden State Killer is or was, do you have?
He evolved. Or sometimes as you hear on Criminal Minds, he devolved. He started out with a certain kind of crime. Then he went. I like to say evolved.
Right.
I like to say evolved because he took a step further and then a step further and then a step further.
Now, what are these steps?
Well, he started out when he was a kid peeping through windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all done that. So.
You know what? I peeped through a window. Mm-hmm. Now, did I go out and make time and, say, well, you know what? This is my window peeping time. Right. No, of course not. Before the frontal part of my brain was put together. Then he evolved from the looking at them to he actually went into the house.
Really?
He went into the house. And he would stand there and just look at them.
And there's...
Go ahead.
There's a reason why I wake up at like 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning. I just wake up in my room and
you just want to make sure somebody else is not holding your cock to take a leak.
Well, no, I'm just sitting there going, you know, is there someone in the house? Can you imagine that same feeling? You know, you wake up, everyone wakes up at odd hours in the night and you just wake up and you don't know why.
And especially women that are sleeping in an apartment or in a house that they rent by themselves. That's got to be a pretty scary thing. And, you know, I have a daughter and, you know, I always worried about her at times when she was living alone or when she was not necessarily being alone, but she had roommates. She was gone one time and they were there and then they were gone. And
so how did he progress?
Well, he progressed to tying the victims up.
Okay, and then from there, where'd he go?
And then he for some reason, I don't know. And he
all right, we don't need the detail.
And, you know, that was...
Light, let's make it light.
Okay, all right, well, you know, let's make it a little bit lighter. Actually, what he did was after that, and then he would go out and he would make himself breakfast. He would fry himself some eggs. He would make himself some pancakes. He would do all sorts of shit in the house. And they say that the longer you stay at a crime scene, the more likely it is you're going to get caught.
So what year did this all happen?
This was all occurring in the 70s.
Okay. Does it have a start and a stop time?
You know, I'm not so sure about the start and the stop time, but I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I will say that there is a... when something... expires on a particular crime. I'll get back to it. And then he went on to not only rape them, but...
Okay, I don't need to hear all that. Sorry.
Well, but what he would do was he would go on and he would find houses with multiple women in, and preferably like an older woman and a kid or a younger woman.
So let's just say he was a horrible, horrible guy, and for whatever reason, he stopped in the mid-70s for whatever reason. Okay?
Yes.
So, you know, they caught him.
As a matter of fact, I was not very surprised. I was ecstatic about it because of the new crime scene or the crime techniques.
Well, what they did was, do you know who named him the Golden State Killer? Are you familiar with Patton Oswalt?
He's
a comedian.
Yes.
His wife was a big... influential person in California. She named him, you know, they were coming up with the Nighttime Stalker,
Well, and he was the original Night Stalker.
Right. They caught him on, I can't even, there's some words I can say, and there's some words I cannot say.
I love it when you fumble like that.
Right. Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.
Yeah.
Where he was stupid enough to punch his DNA in.
No. What they found was they took a water bottle and they did something with, they ran it through the whole thing, and they said, you know, these are your people.
I thought I thought he, well, he must have put it in at some time.
Something.
Because otherwise it wouldn't have been there.
And that's how they found him. And that, you know what? And I'm going to say like this. It's like Facebook and how Facebook, you know, finds out this and how's this and all that stuff.
And while you're talking about Facebook, I want to say that Facebook, I've seen several commercials lately about how Facebook is privatizing. Well, when I say privatizing, I don't mean that they're funding things out privately, but that they are protecting your information so that it can go back to the original Facebook, what it used to be.
That's crap.
You think it's shit? Do you really?
Yeah, I do. But Ancestry.com, you know, you're sending your DNA. They don't know who you are. Let's say I'm a cop.
I love that.
I'm a beat cop, and I'm going to take a swab out of this dead guy's mouth. I'm going to send it to Ancestry, which is hard to say for me, and find out who he's connected to and stuff, because that's how they found him. That's how they found him. Hey, guess what? Oh, I got a roast in the oven. You want to come in for dinner? No, you got to come with us. All right, let me turn.
Your ancestors couldn't talk either. Anyway, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. So I have another thing that, you know, times are changing in the way cops used to look for crime scenes and the way we do things today. Now, you're a teacher man. Oh, I'm like, oh, he's pointing at the camera.
No, I'm pointing up. I'm not pointing at anybody.
Well, we were supposed to have a church group come through here earlier, so I thought they came in the door.
I didn't want to say fuck. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Screwed up your train of thought.
The way we look at crime scenes, the way we look at social media and stuff like that, everyone gets teacher man. Since you're a teacher man, I have a question for you. In your classroom, please tell me you don't know this. What is the one thing that they are now eliminating from every classroom? Actually, do me a favor. Name five things that's common in a classroom in elementary school or junior high that you have in the room.
For everybody to look at?
Everybody to look at.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something that I never, ever agreed with. And it's because... Well, you'll see the point in a second.
Five things.
Principals always love to see kids' work up on the board.
Okay, that's one.
And you know what? And, of course, what are you going to put up on the board? All A's. And the kid that never got the A's on the board, that would bother him.
Mm-hmm. No class in there. Nobody's in there. No teachers or anything. Just you in the classroom. What are five things that are normally in the classroom that you would see on a daily basis that you would have to... You see, like, movies and stuff.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
What would you see on my board if you walked into my room at 8 o'clock in the morning before my first class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You would see my objectives for the day.
Okay.
You would see my problems for the day.
Okay.
You would see my questions for the day.
Okay. Outside of you being personally.
Okay.
When you walk into a classroom, the stuff that happens in a classroom every time. I'm going to give you an example. ABC, there's an alphabet chart across the top, and it's got the straight.
It's got it written in cursive, and it's got it written in print.
Okay.
You know what? Anybody that buys that shit anymore nowadays,
right.
Who teaches cursive writing anymore?
Outside of that, so that's one. So what's the next couple things? You know, maybe a calendar, some kind of calendar with the kids' birthdays on it or whatever's going on.
And I always had this cat, a big black panther, hanging on a branch.
Right.
And he had his eyes were crossed.
All right.
And
stay with me. Hold on.
On the bottom it said, "Hang in there, baby. Friday's coming."
Stay with me. We're not talking about your class. We're talking about just stuff.
Oh, somebody else's class. Just, what would I see?
And then there's like a bulletin board or something. And then,
oh, yeah. You would see their birthdays, the seasons.
Okay. So let's say it's it's like playing password here. Hold on. Bear with me, fellas.
You got to give me a better hint.
All right. So you're 13 years old. You're sitting at your desk and your teacher's teaching the class. So you're 13 and you're sitting at the desk and you're looking at and waiting for what? You're sitting in the class.
Oh, I'm looking at the fucking clock.
Right. And what type of clock is that?
There is, well, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
It's a digital clock.
Nope.
No, well, now the kids don't know how to tell time on a regular clock.
Exactly. It's an analog clock.
See now, you got to realize that you're behind the times a little bit because even the last years that I taught, we had TVs in the classroom where we saw all of our announcements and everything, and the principal and blah blah blah, and then the last thing that was on that TV was a digital clock that was on there all day long.
Yeah, but there's an analog clock in the room.
No.
So you got rid of them already.
Gone.
So they're removing all the analytical clocks.
And I always had an analog watch on my hand.
Right.
And the kids would say to me, "Mr. K, what time is it?" And I'd stick my wrist out. They say, "That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask to see your wrist. I asked." And kids don't know how to tell time.
They're taking away all the analytical clocks in the southeastern United States because kids are everything's digital. Everything's this and that. But the reason why I bring this up is, what can you compare that to? I mean, at some point we had to get rid of the abacus. When did we get rid of the abacus? I know that's an old tool or an instrument.
Still functions perfectly.
It does.
And when did we get rid of the regular calculator?
Right. Exactly. When did we get rid of the IT? I remember going into geometry and I had the Texas Instrument, whatever.
When I had calculus, I had to have a graphing calculator.
So that's gone and people are up in arms. You know, people can't tell time. Guess what? You can't tell a cosine from a tangent.
Not only that, the parents couldn't afford those calculators.
Yeah.
And second of all, when you talk about, I'm really dating myself, because my dad's father was an excellent mathematician, and he gave me a couple of slide rules and taught me how to use a slide rule.
Nice.
And my sixth grade teacher, Miss Dorothy Kubler, God bless her, she's the one that actually got me got me deciding to teach.
Right.
She taught the whole class how to use a slide rule because we didn't know calculators were around the corner. Unfucking real.
Yeah, she was ahead of the game. So that's what's leaving. Second hand and the minute hand and the hour hand going away. Sad. Progression.
Well, you know what? Progress is what it is.
Yep, progression.
And
you're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back. And we're going to play some little crazy music right here. And we'll be right back after this.
Radio. You were the first kid on the block to have goddamn internet access. I remember your Commodore, it was like a 128 or something.
Yeah.
Is trying to fit in and to a world that does not accommodate them. That's good.
What? Hold on, no.
Yeah.
Texas Live.
That's awesome. The interweb.
Call 407.
Very good.
448-8800.
It was an anomaly.
Prophet Radio.
So what's going on in the
world? Why are you laughing at me?
What's going on in the world?
You think you're laughing?
No, I'm laughing.
I laugh. We can laugh all day.
I laugh all day long.
We can laugh.
Oh, great. What else could go wrong today?
I think the phrase rhymes with clucking bell.
407-448-8800. If you want to send any messages during this time, play it back later, radio website.
What are you talking about?
You can leave an actual voice, and then we play it live on the air. We can hear from you.
What?
You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. My name is Deacon. Over to my far right hand side is Teacher Man waving to the camera again. We are almost at, I think, 100,000 subscribers. So that's great on YouTube. So we appreciate all that. What do you think about that, Teacher Man?
I'm thinking just fantastic. How you all doing? I mean, and I don't mean to say you all because I am not a Southern person.
No, you are from New York, and just don't walk into any restaurant with a Donald Trump hat on.
You know what? I could tell you a quick story.
Something. I forget what we're talking about.
We were talking about me.
I know.
Going to Florida and, oh, man.
We're always talking about you.
Yeah, well, because I just happen to be an important person.
Right. So what if you bought an orange in Florida, just a regular orange? It's a Sunshine State orange, you know, just an orange. How much would you expect to pay for a bag of oranges? Good oranges. I'm talking Valencia oranges, non-peeling.
No, Valencias are not good. Valencias are juice oranges.
Right. So
now,
let's say if you're going to make orange juice or mimosas the next day, you want Valencia oranges. A bag of Valencia oranges, how much would you pay?
I would expect to pay maybe a 3-pound bag. I would say $3.99.
What if I told you, do you like watermelon?
Yeah, I like watermelon.
Yeah?
It takes up too much room, but I like it.
But, all right, so what if I told you that the people in Alaska pay almost $36 for a 1/2 pound of watermelon? Just one watermelon is $5.99 a pound. Watermelon.
I'm flabbergasted.
Watermelon.
Why would they do that?
Think about it. It's Alaska. It's a friend of mine showed me. I'll put it up on the Deacon Live Facebook page. If you saw the price tag of a quarter, you know how they cut it like Publix and they wrap it up and it's a quarter of a watermelon and it says $36 on it because
I would leave it there.
Well, it's Alaska.
Well, okay.
So they have to fly everything, all the fruit and everything in there.
So does that mean because we live in North Carolina, we should buy little neck clams, umpteen dollars a dozen?
I don't know what umpteen clams are.
No. little neck clams.
Oh, little
neck clams.
What the hell is that?
They're from New York.
Okay.
So should we buy little neck clams?
Yeah.
$13, $14, $15 a dozen?
Aren't lobster rolls cheaper in Maine than they are in Florida?
No.
What do you mean no?
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? No. You know what? I'm going to go back to my no. Because when you take a look at a lobster roll, you don't know what kind of lobster tail is in there.
I don't want you to dissect it.
All I'm going to do is do this.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, hey.
All right.
When you get a Maine up in Maine, or Gunkwood or whatever, you're getting Maine lobster.
Maine.
When you get a lobster tail in Florida, you're getting a...
Well, the spiny ones.
Right. They have no claws.
Right.
No claws.
Right.
And it's a different kind of lobster. It's a warm water lobster.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I had a general manager of mine. He was an older gentleman at the time when I knew him, and he lived through World War II, and he was in England, in the UK, and he remembered during World War II, you know, the whatever was bombing.
The rationing.
Yep, and he remembered his mom walking in with an orange, just a regular orange, and peeling it and sectioning it out to him and his brothers and her as well. And he's like, that was like a godsend because it was an orange and nothing was surviving and everything. So in the same sense, not that we're in war or anything with Alaska, but Alaska doesn't get technically watermelon on a regular basis. So...
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, holy crow. Just because they don't get watermelon on a regular basis, why don't they eat cod?
I'm sure they do.
Freeze cod. And, you know, and you can have that. I mean, because cod is cheap. And you know what? Cod is one of my favorite fishes.
Have you known anyone that just eats salads, like a vegetarian that just eats salads all day long? Do you know a vegetarian, like a true vegetarian that just eats, like, you know, I'm not going to eat, you know, I'm not vegan, I'm not anything.
Well, now, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that a vegan, where they just eat salads all day long?
Yeah.
I mean, they must... shit their pants all the time.
Let's say it's just greens, tomato, or vegetables that are grown, and then their source of protein is salmon. Store-bought salmon, but it's still, like, organic or whatever the bullshit that they...
What a boring life.
Right, so...
What a boring life.
So if you eat that every day, how would you feel, like, let's say, if you ate that for every day for 30 days, how would you feel?
I would probably feel good. I would probably have lost weight. And, you know what? I probably would get off that diet as quick as I could.
So I have a question for you. I have a personal...
I've got an answer for you.
I have a general manager that works at Prophet Radio that I kind of deal with indirectly. They don't have to deal with me, and I don't deal with them, but I just know that this general manager has this kind of diet. That's all they eat, you know. They'll put up spinach, lettuce, tomatoes, arugula, all that stuff.
You know, all that stuff is great, and if they mix it right, and if they add the right spices,
and you know, she and he always complains about they spend like $30 on this oil and this $30 on this vinaigrette.
On a spritzer.
To put it on there. And the main thing is that I have a problem with is all of a sudden they go to, I don't know, what health food store. I have to do a cleanse.
You know what? They're scared.
I have to do a cleanse. I have to drink 16 of these goddamn Synergy drinks that you're welcome to.
Kind of like what I did.
Yeah. Take those Synergy.
Before I went and had my asshole pierced.
I'm like sitting there going, why are you taking a cleanse? All you do is eat roughage.
I mean, your ass should be clean as a whistle.
So why would someone, after eating lettuce and vegan and stuff, all of a sudden do a cleanse? I don't understand that cleanse. Give us a call at the station at 407-448-8800. If you can figure that out for me, please let me know. Or the little blue button on the bottom of the Prophet Radio website. And please let me know. I don't understand the cleanse. And I'm going to do one more. You ready? One more. Oh, Jesus. I have to cross this off. I hear the shuttle ship landing out there. So I go to buy my beer at a certain gas station, okay?
Yeah, well, I got that. I mean, we're still on?
Right. We're still on.
I thought we were taking a break.
Nope.
You know what?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. And we're doing the whole, I don't know, I got to call this something. So I buy my beer and I fill up my car and stuff at the gas station, and there's always this young gentleman. He's pulling the trash bags out. He's pulling the trash bags out, ties them up, throws them in the dumpster and stuff. And his payment, every time I see him, he's a young gentleman. And he's probably less than 30 years old, maybe right at 30-year-old mark.
God bless him.
He dumps all the trash cans out there at the gas station, which is privately owned. And he walks out of there with a couple quarts of beer. That's his payment. Every time I go there, it's...
Shame.
Yeah. But he does a great job. He's like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir, let me get out of your way. I see him all the time. But at least he's not standing on the corner doing...
With the cup, you know, please, you know, give me whatever you can. But you know what? Still, shame. Shame.
Why shame?
Well, I mean, I would rather feed the guy instead of letting him walk out with a couple of quarts of beer. I would say, guess what?
But he's there every day. Every day he dumped.
Yeah, you're not listening. I would say, okay, instead of a couple of quarts of beer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to feed you and I'm going to give you $20.
Yeah.
Now, what you do with that $20 is up to you, but you can't do it here.
You haven't seen the gas station that I go up to. I mean, if
it's anything like the one that we came home from and stopped in South Carolina, holy crow.
Oh, it was a shithole. And let's see, one more last thing I want to talk about. You heard about my purple bed.
Oh, yes, man. Yes. And I understand that there's something new that has been added.
Well, you know what? I constantly, at the time before I got the purple bed, I was sleeping on those therapeutic pillows that were like head this way and, you know, lean this way.
Well, that's a
Tempur-Pedic or whatever.
Yes.
I cannot use any of these Tempur-Pedic pillows on my new bed, on my new purple mattress.
Well, you know why? Because you grew up with a regular pillow.
What?
I mean, you grew up with a regular pillow.
Right.
You didn't grow up with a fucking...
No, but what I'm saying is the mattress that we had, the old mattress, I had to get one of those Tempur-Pedic, you know, sleep pillows where it's Concord and stuff like that.
I saw that motherfucker, by the way. And, you know, I can see why I paid as much as I did.
The old mattress?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that I couldn't find a pillow to go underneath my head. And I found, you know, I was in charge of going to Walmart and getting a pillow. And I found something firm, and it said firm for your people who sleep on their back. And I put it down, and I'll tell you what, the purple mattress is so concave and it so fits to your body. All I needed was just something that just kept me up a little bit while I slept, and it did a great job. All those expensive, you know, memory foam pillows and memory foam, I threw them out the door. So,
Well, good. Listen, I'm glad to hear that they worked. You know, holy crow.
I know. And by the way, I'm going to wrap this up in just one second. I can't go to concerts anymore.
You can't go to concerts anymore?
I'm not leaving the house.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to wrap this up.
But okay. I can understand why you can't go to concerts anymore.
Right. So there was a big concert in There was a big concert in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was a whole bunch of bands and stuff. And I don't want to see bands anymore. I don't want to see any of my bands that I grew up with. And it's two bands that I love, and they're not going to come around to my area. And I can't think of any other band I want to literally step out of the house and go see.
You know what? I never had a desire to see bands, and neither did my daughter's mom. My son's mom, she never did either.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in college, we saw two bands, Blood, Sweat, and Tears at our university, and we saw 5 O'Clock World. Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustling mob.
Yeah, I know.
That group.
A lot of my friends have posted on Facebook, you know, here's Five Finger Death Punch, and here's Rage Against the Machine, and all these other bands.
Oh, please.
And I'm like going, I don't want to see them anymore. I don't have no idea or want to see them anymore. All right, so we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening to us. Make sure you stick with us. See us on the Facebook Live.
I'm saying bye-bye.
All right.
Love you.
On behalf of Teacher Man way over there, and my name is the Deacon Live, saying goodnight and goodnight.
Wait. Come back.
The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.
Okay, faggot, what's next?